Now Sam Cooke sings.
After long enough of being alone, everyone must face their share of loneliness. In my own time, nobody knew the pain I was going through, and waiting was all my heart could do.
We were twisting the night away like something else. That's Sam Cooke on 66 WNBC, just playing out at 129. And congratulate the winner of Benny Bell's wonderful album, Shaving Cream. Your chance to win is coming up soon. Stand by for that, please.
Congratulations from 66 WNBC.
And oh boy, the Carpenters have done it again. They just never seem to miss. They got another big new hit, Carpenters and Only Yesterday.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
Carpenters there. Only yesterday. I'll tell you, one of the great family acts of the history of showbiz. From right up here in Connecticut, too, Karen and Richard Carpenter, and Only Yesterday is 133 at 66 WNBC. Just Plain Al for Cousin Bruce. It'll be Just Plain Al for Just Plain Al in about a half hour. Sunny and mild this afternoon, high around 60, clear tonight. Low around 40. It'll be sunny tomorrow, followed by increasing clouds late in the day. A little cooler with a high about 53. Right now in New York, it is 61 degrees.
Cousin Brucey.
WNBC.
And another great family act is the Cow Sills. And here they are now with the rain, the park, and other things.
Thank you.
yourself in your past and look around. He's a brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade in the winter.
WNBC just played Al Pretty at 135. Now, a couple of great hometown boys, Simon and Garfunkel, to sing A Hazy Shade of Winter right here on your radio.
Wouldn't believe where I've been. The cities and towns I've been in. From Boston to Denver. Denver down in between.
Simon and Garfunkel in the Hazy Shade of Winter on 66 WNBC. That's one of my favorite records. A couple of boys from Queens doing real well. It's 138 at 66 WNBC. It'll be partly cloudy today with a chance of more cloud development tonight. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with considerable cloudiness likely developing by early tomorrow, followed by some developing clouds. Golden Blossom is unique among all honeys sold in this country. Unlike most brands that are made from one type of honey, Golden Blossom is a blend of several honeys, including clover, orange, and sage buckwheat. The combination of these honeys produce a quality taste, color, and aroma that could not be matched by any single type of honey. Each of the three honeys are hand-selected so that only the finest of each type is used, and they come from the best honey areas in the country, from the western states that produce the finest clover in the world, from the foothills of California for that rare and lovely sage buckwheat, and from the finest orange-producing areas in Florida and California. Now, that's why Golden Blossom honey has been the largest-selling honey in the New York metro area for over 50 years. Now, I'll tell you know that just plain Al wouldn't put you on about anything. So I would not lie to you about Golden Blossom honey. And you know something else? It probably wouldn't even cost you to try it. You know why? Because I'll bet you if you look around your kitchen and your cabinets, you've got some Golden Blossom honey right in there. I'll bet you it's in your kitchen someplace. So go ahead, try it. I know you'll like it.
Love, you can see it in a woman's eyes. You can feel it in a man's touch. You can watch it in a woman's walk. And you can hear it in a man's voice. This is Mario Alberto Varoli for Bob Brummel in Forest Hills. And this is the season for love. That's why Bob Brummel is pleased to feature The Look of Love, exciting new fashions that speak love softly, sensuously, in new fabrics and styles from Europe's most distinguished designers, Cardin, Raphael, Yves Saint Laurent, Pierre Dalby, and many others. For a man, The Look of Love may be an elegant gabardine vested suit by Van Gils. For a woman, The Look of Love may be a linen look wrapped skirt and jacket by DBA. The Look of Love is a new way to look, feel, and dress. And Bob Brummel has it now. Bob Brummel on Austin Street in Forest Hills. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday until 9:30 in the evening.
Another hometown boy. Here's Barry Manilow, and it's a miracle.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Barry Manilow, it's a miracle on 66 WNBC. That's a surefire bet for a number one song, boy. It's on its way, I'll tell you. 144 with just plain Al Brady right here for Cousin Bruce. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, the record that is still probably one of the most requested songs that we have at 66 WNBC. It's a record that, well, we broke this. And well, Cousin Bruce, he actually broke it. And we're awfully proud of him for doing it. So you stand by just a couple of minutes. You'll hear that wonderful shaving cream record.
I'm a flavor craver, and the flavor that I favor is chocolate.
I'm a flavor craver, and the flavor that I favor is ginger. It's a snap.
No Cal, it's for flavor cravers. No Cal. No Cal, it's for flavor cravers.
I'm a flavor craver, and the flavor that I favor is every flavor in the new family economy-sized bottle of sugar-free No-Cal, which makes big savers out of flavor cravers and features the flavors flavor cravers favor most, which means
No-Cal is for flavor cravers. No-Cal.
What I mean to say is that No-Cal family economy-sized bottles of sugar-free No-Cal chocolate, No-Cal cream, No-Cal black cherry, No-Cal ginger, No-Cal root beer, No-Cal cola, No-Cal shape up.
No-Cal is for flavor cravers.
Now, boy, when they say it ends, doesn't it? Now sugar-free No-Cal is bigger than ever with flavor cravers and the money-saving No-Cal family economy-sized bottle. It's 145 with just plain Al Brady. A little while ago, you heard one of my girlfriends, Jill, come in and introduce record, because I felt bad because Cousin Brucey had his wife on and I didn't have one, so I brought one of my girlfriends in. When she was here, Jill, I forgot. Thank you for last night. It was great, I'll tell you, man.
Just last week, WNBC asked you to tell us what you wanted to win in our next contest.
I'd love to win a trip back to Ireland.
We received letters, cards, phone calls telling 66 WNBC what you really need.
Oh, I'd like to win a 4-3 refrigerator.
WNBC listens to you. And right now, the contest of your dreams is in its final planning stages at 66 WNBC.
I'd like to win a date with Don Imus.
Stay tuned Friday, April 4th, for a major announcement of WNBC's great new contest. The prizes are great. On the Great 66.
D-K-L-W. Indeed. 146, but just plain out. Here's the one that you've all been waiting for. Still, just about far and away, the most requested song on 66 WNBC. This is Benny Bell and Shaving Cream.
Yeah.
you know, that record seems to get funnier every time I hear it. That's Benny Bell and Shaving Cream at 14966 WNBC. You know, newspapers all over the area are carrying Cousin Brucey's special weekly column about music news. Read Cousin Bruce in The Ram, the newspaper of Fordham University. In Riverhead, New York, everyone reviews the Riverhead News Review. They do. The people of Hillside, New Jersey, read Cousin Bruce in the Hillside Times. And at CCNY, Cousin Bruce is carried in the campus. And I understand they're getting very tired of carrying him, too.
Hi, Bobby. I was just about to close up.
Hi, Mr. Campbell.
What can I do for you?
2 packets of Muller's egg noodles, please.
Sorry, fresh out of Muller's, but I got this other brand here. Hey, where are you going?
Mama told me not to come back with anything but Muller's.
Come on back, Bobby. I was having a little fun with you. 2?
Yes, sir.
Having a big Sunday dinner?
Uh-huh. Chicken and noodles.
Boy, I envy you. The way your mama can do up some chicken and noodles.
And banana pudding. I gotta go now. Bye.
So long, Bobby. Being a small neighborhood store in the city, I can't carry every brand. But I make sure I always keep Muller's in stock. Folks around here make all kinds of delicious noodle dishes with Muller's. And it's economical, too. Guess that's why more people buy Muller's egg noodles than any other kind. In fact, my wife is cooking up some Muller's egg noodles right now. Like they say, nothing goes with everything like Muller's.
It's just plain Al Brady. I gotta keep on playing the music that New York wants to hear on 66 WNBC. Here's the very lovely Marie Osmond now and her version of Paper Roses.
Keep your borrowing, keep your borrowing. Girl, the name of the game is love. When your mind gets set, let your system start. And just keep them on going, baby, that it's in my heart. How can you ask me to try to fly with just one little kiss?
Marie Osmond and Paper Roses. Doesn't she do that well? Everybody always thought it was just her brothers who had all the talent. The lovely Maria. On 66 WNBC, it's 1:53 with just plain Al Brady. Stand by for Jay and the Technique.
66 WNBC.
Memories for me. Jay and the Techniques and Keep the Ball Rolling on 66 WNBC, just played Al Brady at 156 now. About the hottest act in the country today is Barry White. And here he comes now to sing, What Am I Gonna Do With You? Barry, take it away.
She don't know that she's a lucky girl. Got the best thing in the whole wide world.
Going to do with you? Well, we're going to stop here for the news. This just played out. I've been here for Cousin Bruce since, it seems like an eternity. Since about 10:30 this morning, right after Cousin Jody, because Bruce was sitting in for Ivis, it was Cousin Jody for Bruce, and it's been me, and me and one of my girlfriends. I'll go out and round up some more of my girlfriends for you, okay? And I want you to meet them all. All 587 of them. I tell you, it ain't easy being an international sex symbol. You stay tired a lot, you know? I'll be right back after the news. Hang on, we'll open up our show right after the news with Leslie Gore, and She's a Fool.
News. The government says it has discovered $1.2 million in overcharges for fuel oil sold to electric utilities.
Next news at 3 o'clock. Bulletins at 1. I'm Sam Hall, WNBC News.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC Radio.
Just played Al Brady at 2:07. Right back at you on the radio. Another New York girl, Leslie Gore, and She's a Fool.
Big old roomy red dress, wanders round the town, talking to herself now, sometimes sitting down. Don't you get too close now, Ruby runs away.
For Leslie Gore and She's a Fool on 66 WNBC. This is Just Plain Al Brady. It is 2:10, and a little bit later on this hour, I have an astonishing record for our world premiere today, a wonderful record called Just Fall in Love, and it's by not exactly a new artist, but she hasn't been heard of before. She's been singing for a long time, but this is her first record that's really going to try to make the grade. Her name is Beulah, and the record is called Just Fall in Love. We'll have that for you a little later on this afternoon. Also, another chapter of The Young and the Lustful. So stand by for that on 66 WNBC.
Just Play Now, Brady. WNBC.
Now Helen Reddy. Oh, another one of her string of big hits. This is called Leave Me Alone.
Baby, son, I know what it really is. Can't wait. I wanted to explain before it gets too late. For your mother and me, love has finally died. This is no happy home, but God knows how I tried.
WNBC. It is 2:14 now with Just Plain Al Brady. I've just received a tremendous volume of phone calls from people saying that for the past hour that I've been announcing the records exactly one behind. In other words, I don't get around to announcing the record until I've already played the next record. You know, I got the titles off, and, well, I just want to tell you that I don't exactly understand how it happened, but, you know, well, sometimes we make mistakes, even on the radio, us big-time international sex symbols, and I'd like to apologize to everybody for confusing you if I did, and I'd like for you to know that that was Elvis Presley and My Boy.
You like the big, long-lasting flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
The flavor stays with you.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
And I like that.
Hey, that's right. You know, the flavor does stay with you. And I like that.
I chew gum a lot. And this flavor, Wrigley's Spearmint, really hangs in there. And I like that.
It's got a big, long-lasting flavor, and I like that.
Wrigley's Spearmint.
Whatever you do, and it's always good chewing, and I like that. You like the big, long-lasting flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint gum.
Wrigley's Spearmint gum.
It's got big flavor, big enough to last, and I like that.
You like the big, long-lasting flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint gum.
Wrigley's Spearmint gum.
The flavor stays with you.
Wrigley's Spearmint gum.
And I like
gambles in the cupboard like money in the bank. When it comes to saving, it's the Campbell's you can bank.
Tonight we're having fish fillets served with piping hot bowls of Campbell's clam chowder Manhattan style. It's made with cold water clams and garden vegetables blended in a full-flavored clam broth. The meal isn't expensive, but it is delicious.
When it comes to saving, it's the Campbell's you can bank. Campbell's in the cupboard, like money in the bank.
Okay, Just Plain Al Brady at 260 on 66 WNBC. Now, once again, I do really want to apologize to all of you if I confused you by announcing all the records one behind the correct one. And I know that it gets confusing when you hear something like that. But, you know, well, it is April Fool's Day. You know, I was just playing a little joke on you. But if I confused you, I apologize, and I'm sorry, okay? Now, is it all, are we friends again? Okay, thank you very much.
WNBC.
Now, here's Elvis Presley and My Boy. WNBC. Once again, let me apologize for announcing all the records wrong. That was My Boy by Elvis at 2:19 with Just Plain Al Brady. We at WNBC thank you for your suggestions in our contest questionnaire. Your comments are being tabulated, so be listening Friday for a major announcement of WNBC's great new contest. The prizes are great on the Great 66. Boy, this man has been making records so long. 19 years, he's been the king. He's been on top. Elvis Presley and My Boy.
fada. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You'll remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters. And the lake has...
Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see. And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy kitty with a swinging tune. Bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toad, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
I like George George.
Flying purple people eater, what a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Play rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Elvis, your voice has changed. That's Elvis Presley and My Boy on 66 WNBC. It's 2:57 with Just Plain Al Brady. We continue to talk to people about our Just Plain Al world premiere this afternoon. It's called Just Fall in Love, and it's by Beulah. And so far, the phone calls have just been incredible. I'd say 98% of the people really liked Beulah and thought she was going to be a hit, and only a couple of percentage points didn't like her or didn't think it was going to be a hit. I have one more phone call that I want to take. So before we listen to a little bit more of Beulah's record and I tell you whether I think it's a hit or a miss, let's go back to the phones now and find out what this guy's got on his mind. Hi, who's this, please?
Hi, this is Charlie from Manhattan.
Hi, Charlie. How are you, man?
Okay, how are you, Al?
Well, I'm just swell, man. We were talking a little bit about the record, and, you know, you had some honest opinions about it, so let's lay it on them. What do you think?
Okay, well, I'm not exactly sure if it's an April Fool's joke or not. I mean, like, you know...
Treat it like a record.
Like, you know, this whole day with Elvis Presley, you know, My Boy, for like the past half hour or so.
Don't get off the subject, Charlie. What do you think about the record now?
Well, I think that she does have some honest talent. I mean, like, you know, she's got the soul and all, but... I mean, like, you know, I wouldn't exactly rate her among the greats like Dionne Warwick or Aretha Franklin, more like Alan Sherman or something like that. I mean, like, as far as vocal quality goes.
Thank you very much, Charlie. I really appreciate it. So that's his opinion for what it's worth. And we're talking about the new world premiere by Beulah called Just Fall in Love. And before I tell you whether I think it's a hit or a miss, let's listen to just a little bit more of Beulah singing Just Fall in Love.
Just fall in love. If you want the tears to start, just fall in love. If you want to spend each day feeling lonesome and blue,
Beulah, just fall in love. On 66 WNBC, and I'll tell you, folks, I got to go along with you on this one. Just Plain Al predicts a home run for Beulah. Fall in love. Hey, listen, thank you a lot for being here with me today. I'm going to take off a little bit early because I came in early this morning. Vernon with the V is standing by. He'll do the last hour of my show for me with all of his hilarious bits, so stand by for that. See you tomorrow, everybody.